Him and Him alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Just bear with me for just a second. Let me make sure I get things twisted back in the right order. Or else, amen, things will get all out of shape. Amen. I appreciate God's goodness and His mercy to us. Amen. Hallelujah. There is, amen, a wonder of wonders. I'm going to preach out of 1 Samuel chapter 13 this morning. Why I wanted to sing that song. 1 Samuel chapter 13. Amen. Most of us know what's in 1 Samuel. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the beginning of the what some writers called the first book of the Kings. Amen. Because Samuel is, amen, the starting point of that period of time when Israel is going to have kings rule over them, because that's what they wanted. Amen. They wanted to be like everybody else. Well, didn't start out real good. Amen. Saul started out pretty well, but it didn't take him long to fall into the trap that most people fall into. The man that was started out humbly wound up proud. Amen. And forsook God. Amen. And it cost him, amen, dearly in the end. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 13. Good to have each and every one of you in the house of the Lord. Amen. Remember, continue to pray for those people that are in great need and hurting this morning. Amen. I'd like for us to read out of verse 13. We'll read verses 13 and 14 this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 13 and 13. And Samuel said to Saul. Amen. Here we all know the story. Saul has been given some simple instructions, and what has he done? He has went down and done his own thing. Amen. And Samuel has come down, amen, sent by God to correct the mess. Amen. And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly, and thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee, for now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." My, look what Saul missed. "But now, thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people. Because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee." For a little while this morning, a man after God's own heart. Would you pray with us? Father, I thank you for the grace wherein we stand. Thank you for the love that you have loved us with. God, for the opportunity that you have given us. Oh, realize this morning, sir, that you said you have no respect to person. Lord, no matter what age, what matter where we come from, male, female, bond, or free, no matter which side of the world we're born on, Lord, you have no respect to person. But to all who will make themselves available and all who will yield to you, you will work even as your word. Heretofore have you worked, you haven't changed, and you're not going to change. Let us be faithful stewards of that which you have given us. And then, Lord, we can be a man or a woman after your own heart, that you then may bless. May you minister this morning. May you touch us for a few minutes, sir, to declare your kingdom, your word, God, and your purpose and your will in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we look in this passage. Saul, who had been given very simple instructions. Amen. You simply go down. Amen. And you destroy everything. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. If you and I do not destroy everything that the enemy has to get a hold of us with, then it will be our destruction in the end. Amen. God told the children of Israel, if you don't deal with those Philistines and whoever else, said, what are they going to do? They're going to be thorns in your eyes and pricks in your side. Amen. In other words, they're going to be a hindrance to you the rest of your days. Amen. The Word of God demands that we love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our might. Amen. God does that for a reason, because if we don't, We cannot continue in the will of God. Amen. There will come a separation of us from God. Amen. What is going to separate us, Brother Job? Amen. What we allow to separate us. Amen. The Word of God says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, amen, that neither height nor depth, the principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor any other creature, amen, is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Only what we will allow to separate us. Saul, amen, who started out meek, amen, he's so bashful they had to hunt him and his stuff, the Word of God said, because he hid himself when they were choosing to be king over Israel. Saul is man's king. He stood a head and shoulders higher than anybody in the kingdom. I mean, you could spot Saul from a half a mile away. Amen, he's taller than everybody. Amen, he looks like a king. Amen, but I'm telling you, Saul's got problems. Amen, it's not the outward appearance that God's looking at. Hello? Amen. Yes, Brother Joe believes in purity. Amen. But man looketh on the outward appearance. God looketh on the heart. Amen. What's God looking at, Brother Joe? Amen. What's inside that person? Amen. God can see further. We may, you know, people can fool their friends, but they never fool God. Amen. God always knows. David said He knows our thoughts afar off. Amen. He knows our deepest, darkest motives. He knows them as if they've been wrote on a billboard and hung on our back or on our front. He just reads us. Amen. The prophet Jeremiah said, it's not in a man to know the way that he should take. So, Lord, you correct me in thy judgment. It's not in thy wrath, lest I be consumed. He also said that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. The next verse, Jeremiah writes by the Spirit of God and said, God tries the reins and the heart of man. Amen. In other words, God looks at what makes us tick. He knows why we do what we do. Amen. Come on. That's why David said, Lord, you search me and you try me and see if there be any secret sin. Amen. You look on deep, Lord, where I can't even see and tell me what you find. Amen. I know you won't lie to me. Amen. We're going to read that a little bit later because I got some notes today. Amen. What God will do for the man after his own heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad that if God loves us and we believe ourselves devoted to God, that God will devote Himself to us? Amen. Now, you know, I find that there's a lot of people want God's devotion. They want God's commitment. Amen. They want God's blessing. Amen. But no, amen. What you can't find is where they're willing to do their commitment and they're willing to love God like God said. Amen. But everybody wants God to love them. Amen. Everybody wants God to be committed to their cause. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But God said it's a covenant system that I got. Amen. And if you will love me, amen, if you will commit to me, amen, if you will surrender to me, amen, if you will do my will, amen, and make up your mind to walk in that, then God said, I got a long list of things that I will do. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We can't have it both ways. Amen. But if we will do what God said. Amen. I'm telling you, God will take care of His end of the business. Not only will God take care of that, He will help me, amen, to walk in my part of the agreement. Amen. Thank God. You understand something. Amen. There's not a person in this world that can walk in the right agreement with God by their own ability. Amen. God must work in us. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. It is God that willeth and worketh in us after His own good pleasure. That's what the Word of God declares. Amen. But I must be willing. Amen. God's not coming down and taking an unwilling participant and calls me to walk. Amen. I know He said in the book of Ezekiel in the last days, amen, the latter time, He said, I'm going to do something. I'm going to take out that old stony heart. Amen. And I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. Amen. And I'm going to put my statutes in you, and I'm going to cause you to walk in my statutes and keep my commandments. Who's He going to do that to, Brother Joe? The ones that want God, amen, to do that. Those are the ones that God's going to work. If I desire something from God, amen, I want to tell you God will see to it, amen, that He will fulfill the desires of the heart that are right with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory. feel like having church this morning. God dealt with my heart early this morning about this message. Amen. So Samuel here heads down to the camp of Israel. Amen. Most of us know the story. He goes down before he ever gets there. Amen. He doesn't know what's wrong, but when he gets within earshot, he begins to hear. He hears the amen, the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the cattle. Amen. Old Saul, who's supposed to went down there and just, I'm assuming, just wiped out the enemy. Amen. Don't you bring any of the cattle back. Don't you bring any of the sheep back. Amen. It's all, God said, it is all cursed to me. Amen. All you got to do, hey, come on with Brother Job, is go back to the book of Genesis and look. Amen. I can tell you what happens when you offer the accursed thing. God said He'll refuse it. Amen. We all know the story. Amen. About Cain and Abel. Amen. That Abel offered, amen, a lamb for a sacrifice, an acceptable sacrifice unto God. Cain brought the fruit of the ground. He brought that which was accursed and offered it to God. And God refused it. Cain got angry. Rather than repenting and getting right, he slew his brother. Amen. Because God accepted Abel's sacrifice. Come on. And he thought he hid it. Amen. Buried him up in the ground. But God said, look at here, Cain. Amen. Abel's blood is crying up out of that ground to me. Amen. Come on. I preached at abortion clinics. Amen. And declared that the sound in heaven is deafening. Amen. At millions upon millions of murdered babies crying up to God. Amen. For God's retribution against sin. Amen. Come on with me this morning. I can tell you God still hears the cry of innocent blood. Amen. I said He still hears the cry. Amen. Abel, Cain could have straightened up his life. He offered what he knew was not acceptable unto God. I'm telling you, if we offer the unacceptable, God will refuse it. Throughout your Bible, amen, you will find God said in one place, you go ahead, amen, your new moons and your Sabbaths, they make me sick. God said, go ahead and eat them sacrifices. You'd be healthier to eat them than you would to come offer them to me because I'm going to refuse them. You just offend me. Amen. What were they doing, Brother Joe? They were offering sacrifices trying to appease God while they lived another life. Come on. Amen. In vain does this people worship me. They draw nigh to me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Amen. So Saul, amen, he's still religious. Amen. He didn't even wait for Samuel. He does his own thing and sets forth his own offering. He's broken laws and rules over which way that he went. He's got head. He's the king. He can do what he wants to do. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We all are in that place. We can all do what we want to do. Amen. But it'll cost us. Amen. I can make God do my own thing. Old Frank Sinatra sung that song, and Elvis in his steps said, I did it my way. Amen. But I can tell you, if you could bring both men back this morning, Brother Joe believes they'd tell you, don't do it your way. Do it God's way. Your way ain't going to work. It ain't going to be good. I told somebody not long ago, amen, most of us know, amen, that Elvis was raised in, amen, the little Assembly of God churches, and amen, carried the black churches in Mississippi. Amen. When he was a young man, that's where he learned how to sing. Listen to the singing. He sings like a church man. Amen. But he had to be a miserable man. Amen. Knowing what he knew. Amen. And living like he lived. Amen. No wonder that, amen, that drugs, amen, was his reprieve. Trying to get away from what he knew was right. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. So here, when Samuel arrives, amen, what does he say to Saul? Amen, you've done foolishly. Amen, you've done the wrong thing. I want to tell you, God's man ain't never coming down agreeing with somebody hypocriting around. Amen, tell them everything's well. Amen, I can tell you there are multitudes of pulpits throughout this country this morning that are telling folks lies, and they know they're doing it. Amen, and they don't really care because long as the money rolls in, everything's wonderful. Except one day, there's going to be another accountant take a look at the books, and it's not going to be so good anymore. Amen, he is going to tell them, him, amen, what he told that old prophet Ezekiel. I've made you a watchman, amen, over the house of Israel. Amen. If you see the enemy coming, amen, and you declare it, and they won't listen, amen, they're going to die, but I'll not hold the blood against your hands. Amen. But if you don't, amen, declare it. If you don't warn, and the enemy comes and destroys, their blood will I require. At your hands. Amen. It ain't going to be good. Amen. I can tell you, you can find all kind of unsatisfied people. They'll make all kind of excuses why they do what they do, why they go where they go. Amen. But most of them won't hold shucks anyway. They're going to still have to meet a God that's going to be accountable unto Him. Amen. Glory to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Look at here. You've done foolishly, Saul. You should have went down and obeyed God's real simple instructions. Then, rather than me having to come down and give you bad news, I could have come down and give you some good news. I could have come down and told you God's going to bless you and God's going to help you. Amen. But listen, I ain't got that kind of message, Saul. Amen. It's going to be bad for you. Your kingdom is coming to an end. Come on. Listen. Amen. The offense must indeed come. But woe unto him by whom the offense cometh. That's what the Word of God said. Amen. Saul's going to face it. Amen. David's not pleased because men took things in their own hands. God knows how to, amen. God knows how to take people down. He don't need nobody's help. Matter of fact, the Word of God says, vengeance is mine, God said. I will repay. Amen. Don't belong to anybody else. Amen. If we get out of line with God, God will see to it, amen, that we are taken down in right order. And when it happens, everybody will know it's God that done it. Come on. Many men, some have been great, and I still, amen, I feel for some of them, the great ones that have failed. Amen. But I can tell you, when they got out of line with God, it didn't take long before they found out where the bottom was. Hello? If we get out of line with God, amen, and we won't turn, we continue to be headstrong. And we ought to get that idea. Amen. As one declared, if I don't do it, nobody else is. Come on, I'm going to tell you something. God's got a lot of barefoot boys are sitting at the gate. I got a barefoot girls hanging around. Come on with Brother Joe. That's what they used to tell me when I worked construction. There's a barefoot boy sitting at the gate waiting to take your job if you won't do it. Amen. Come on. I knew that. But it didn't matter if I know that. I'd come there to work. Amen. The problem was a lot of people didn't come there to work. They come there to get a paycheck. Amen. Come on. Listen. That's what a lot of folks in God's kingdom. Amen. They're there for the paycheck. They ain't there because they want to serve God. They're not there because they've committed to God. They're not there because they, amen, are totally surrendered to God. They're there for what they think they can get. Understand something. Selfishness is selfishness no matter how it is disguised. It's still the same thing. If I'm out to seek to, amen, my own will and my own way and my own purpose, amen, then I want to tell you something. I am not walking in the will of God. Amen. Jesus didn't come and say, not my will, Father, but not thine. No, it's rather thy will, Father, not mine be done. Thy words, Father, have I come to speak, and not my own. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. It's God's kingdom. It's God's church. Amen. It's God's spirit. Amen. And if God don't do it, it ain't worth a dime. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which He commanded thee. Amen. Look here, Saul. Might have been the prophet speaking to you, but he's speaking the Word of God. And you chose to rebel against that. Amen. I know I've got to get to my message, laying this foundation. I know there's not a lot. Well, Brother Joel, there's too much negative preaching. I'm afraid there's not enough. Amen. There's not enough people preaching the warning to be a restraint against sin. Come on. That's why the church finds itself so easy to sin. Amen. Because there's not been a horn blowed. There's not been a trumpet sounded. Amen. If the trumpet... The Word of God says, make an uncertain sound. Who shall prepare themselves to the battle? Amen. There is an enemy. I'm reading Brother Tozier's, one of Brother Tozier's writings early this morning. Amen. About two different thoughts that people have about the devil. Amen. Some try to act like he don't exist. And others, they get all tied up in knots about the devil so much that they can't do the will of God and have any joy. Amen. Everything's a devil. Amen. Come on. Everything that happens in their lives, is a devil. Come on. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Amen. Everything goes bad in your life. It's not the devil. Sometimes it's the one we look at in the mirror. Hello? We have just given place to him. We've done wrong, and I don't care how. Amen. Who the author, who the encourager was. If we got out of line with God, amen, whatever we sow, that shall we also reap. It don't matter how rich I am, how poor. It don't matter if I'm a male or female. It don't matter which side of the world I'm born on. Come on with Brother Joe. Whatsoever you sow is that shall ye also reap. That old, that universal law of sowing and reaping will come to pass. Amen. Now, he said, but now thy kingdom shall not continue. Your kingdom's coming to an end, Saul. And listen, there's not a thing Saul can do about it now. He has went past that point of no return. Amen. And God has made his decision. We all know what happened. Amen. Before, amen, it's here. Saul, Samuel is going back. Amen. Come on. Samuel has had a word from God. Amen. God has told him to pour out that old oil out of that horn. Amen. And I want you to fill that horn up with some new oil. Hello. And I want you to go down there to Bethlehem, to the house of Jesse. Amen. Amen. And I want you to anoint my, amen, the new king. I have found me a man after my own heart. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We sung that song a while ago. It wasn't the oldest. It wasn't the strongest that was chosen on that day. Amen. But I can tell you, God found him somebody. He may not look like a king to men. Amen. He may not appear to be a king according to natural sight. Amen. But I can tell you, God looked a whole lot further than that rooted complexion and that red hair. Come on with Brother Joe. He looked deep in the heart of a young man named David. And there he's found somebody, amen, that loves him. Somebody that spends time with him. Somebody that's talked to him. Hallelujah. Somebody he can tell something and he'll listen. Come on with me. I feel like having church. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If you be willing and obedient, the Word of God says, you shall eat the good of the land. But there's an interjection there. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That passage still stands real today. Amen. If you want God's blessing, come on. And when I say that, I say that and interject this. Amen. Just because you have God's blessings don't mean that you won't have the devil's cursings. I'm going to tell you something. The blessings always outweigh the cursing. Amen. Come on, Abe, there's so much that devil can do. We find out what he can do in the book of Genesis. Amen. He shall bruise thy heel, is what he said, but thou shalt bruise his head. Come on, who wins? The head bruiser. Come on, I said the head bruiser wins. Amen, you want to win? Amen, you want to be victorious? Amen, love God. Serve Him. Amen. Put self, amen, away. Die with Him on that cross. Be resurrected in the newness of life. Walk with Him in obedience. Amen. And God said, you'll be a man or a woman after my own heart. Come on. I want to be that, don't you? Amen. You know what? Well, who can be that, Brother Joe? Whosoever will. Amen. No. You can't be born into this. Amen. Your parents or your grandparents can't make you, amen, the man after God's heart. That comes down to old number one. I gotta make that decision. Amen. Nobody else can make it for me. Amen. I appreciate everything that my parents and my grandparents have done. All of those things are, amen, without even estimation of value. Amen. But there have been people, amen, who have been found to be in the will of God, who had no parents to teach them. Amen. Thank God. Hezekiah's dad was one of the wickedest men that ever breathed God's good air. Amen. But I'm telling telling you, he watched other men, and Hezekiah chose God. Amen. Therefore, amen, God can bless Hezekiah, amen, at a time when he needs it. Woo! Glory! Amen. When the old king has come up, amen, and sent his men, and they spoke in the Hebrew tongue, when he's requested, they didn't. And he's laid, amen, the Jerusalem is going down. Amen. That old king has wrote a letter and said, you're going to go down like all the rest of them folks as well. Amen. Just like them Egyptians. Amen. And just like everybody else has went down. Oh, Hezekiah, who'd been faithful, he went down to the house of God, and he set that letter down on the altar. Amen to God. And he said, here it is, Lord. Read it for yourself. Amen. Now, about that time, God speaks to the scribe. Amen. Isaiah says, amen, I want you to write something down. Amen to God. I got something to say to Hezekiah. Woo! You go tell him. Amen. Oh, that old king's going to hear a rumor. Amen. From his homeland, I'm going to put my hook in his nose. Amen. And I'm going to turn him back. And he's going to die in his home country. Come on with Brother Joah. Amen. Sennacherib. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. God, what did God do, Brother Joe? He sent a few blind men to walk into the camp. Amen. What happened to them? They thought the army's coming. God took them for, amen, just a few lepers. Amen. Made it sound like an army. They fled the scene. Whoo! Come on! You mean God? Yeah, all God had the house for. You know what them lepers said? Why sit we here till we die? Hey, man, the enemy's going to kill us anyway. What are you guys going up there to that enemy camp? And maybe they'll have mercy on us and feed us. Hello? Here they went. My, God used four unknowing lepers, or just a few lepers, and here they go. Amen. God, amen. I think the last time God's done that. Amen. I read in that war of Yom Kippur that, amen, just a few soldiers captured a whole huge group of Syrians, or Egyptians, rather. Amen. They said when they had laid down their arms and they had them surrounded with that few men they had, they said, where's the rest of that bunch? So what do you mean? Amen. Oh, we know you ain't all them, folks. We heard the sound of hundreds of thousands of boots in the sand. We could hear them. Amen. We could hear them marching. Amen. They said, oh, no. Amen. You heard something else. We're the only one. Come on. So God run up. Amen. Sennacherib's army. Come on with Brother Joe. Listen. Amen. I'm telling you, God run him up. Put the hook in his nose. What did he do? He went back down to his house in Nineveh. Went down to his little temple. Amen. And while he's in his temple, his own son killed him. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. You mean to tell me, yes, if we'll do what God says? You know, I also find all these folks who, amen, they the miracle seekers. I tell you how to find miracles. You obey God. Amen. Listen. Amen. Them folks go around picking everybody else to do miracles. And come on, out of getting your way if you ain't careful. You better lay that business down. Let me just walk with God. Amen. The miracles overtake you in the way. You don't run them down. Amen. All them folks run around demanding God do this and that and the other. I can tell you, God, that's the last thing on God's mind to do anything for them folks. They done forgot who they are and who God is. Amen. Let me just be about the Father's business. Let me walk with God. And He said, they'll overtake you in the way. Come on. I got to hurry. Psalms 89 and 20. Amen. Might want to mark this in your Bible. Amen. Some of the grandest promises that you'll find in a long list anywhere in your Bible. Amen. Psalms 89 and 20. I have found David, my servant, with, amen, my holy oil have I anointed him. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Psalms 89 and 20. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. I thought that was Samuel that anointed him, Brother Joe. Oh, Samuel, just the acting hands of God. Amen. Listen, the servants of God are His hands and His feet. We are part of what? Amen. What is the church? The body of Christ. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Timothy, amen, you remember, amen, that what that gift that was on you by the laying on of hands. Amen, the Apostle Paul laid his hands. Amen, but I want to tell you, somebody else laid them hands on Timothy. Amen. It's God. Amen. You hear me? Woo! My, my, my. I want to tell you, when God sends His servant to lay His hands on you, it's God laying them hands on you. Woo! He might be through, earthly men and women that obey God, but I want to tell you, God's got His hands on you. And when He does, amen, there will be things that will happen. You hear me? Amen. With whom my hand shall be established. Come on, with whom my hand, God said, shall be established. Amen. What's God said? God said, look here. I'm going to have a hand in your life, David, because you've been a man after my own heart. Your will's my will. And God said that I, amen, going to work in you. Amen. Come on. Amen. To His own good pleasure. It's God that worketh in us. Ah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, because David, amen, sought God's will. Loved God. He's a man after God's own heart. He wants what God wants. Loves what God loves. I know David made mistakes. There ain't a man outside of Jesus Christ that hadn't. Even, amen, Joshua, or Jehoshua, amen. And by the way, if you, the Old Testament name Jehoshua, or Joshua is the same as Jesus or Jesus. Amen. Both are, amen, in their origin in that language the same. Amen. Who is a type of Christ? He made mistakes. He sent them folks up to Ai, didn't talk to God about it. Amen. And they come back down to, amen, that heap of ruins that whipped that army of the people of the Lord. Why? Because sin's in the camp and the man of God had not inquired to God to find out. So there's not a man anywhere in the Word of God. Listen, amen, concerning David, God said, blessed is the man to whom God will not impute sin. Uh-oh. Why? Because he's under submission to God. Let me quote you another verse. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. Come on with me. Thank God there is a cleansing. With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. My, listen, I don't know about you, but I want the arm of God when I'm facing that devil. Amen. When I'm facing troubles. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because that arm never gets tired. You hear me? I said it never gets tired. He that keepeth Israel neither slumber, nor doth he sleep. Amen. You and I will get weary. Amen. But I want to tell you a little secret. God can rest that weary body in a second. Amen. And it don't take Him no time to do it. God can rejuvenate. Amen. I can tell you when old Brother Sal, Brother Paul said, when I'm weak, He's strong. Let me hurry. The enemy, amen, the enemy, I have said, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of the wickedness afflict him. Amen. Let me just, Psalms 91, it said, it shall not come nigh. Amen. I didn't mean he wouldn't have troubles. It just mean the devil wouldn't get close to taking that life. Come on, you hear me? Amen. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, listen, that rod's for correction. That staff is for pulling me out of the messes I get in. Amen. David said, it gives me comfort to know, amen, that God, you'll keep me out of all the trouble you can. And when I see, amen, get in trouble anyway, amen, in your mercy, you'll turn that rod around with that shepherd's staff and take that hook and pull me out of the crevices. Ooh, glory. Amen. Why? The only way God's going to pull that lamb's crying out, if I call out to Him. Peter got to looking around in them waves and he went down. Lord, save me lest I perish. To the prideful man, he's a drown right there without uttering a word. But Peter didn't have that much pride. He said, Lord, I got to looking at the wrong thing. Would you save me? Amen. You see, if we're not careful, Brother, when I said about Brother Tozer said earlier about folks who get so infatuated with the devil that he's the cause of everything, they get their eyes on the wrong thing. If I get my eyes off of Jesus, I have set myself up to lose. Amen. Long as I see Jesus, the devil's going to be on the fringe. Amen. But if I get my eyes on the devil, it's God that gets on the fringe, and the devil gets in my main sight. Amen. And I want to tell you, fear and dread and all of those things will consume the life. Come on with me. He said, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Amen. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. The enemy shall not exact upon him. Amen. Listen, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face. God didn't say somebody else. God said, I will beat down his foes before his face. Amen. I think Sister Deborah posted on Facebook this week. Amen. That's that passage out of the book of Isaiah that said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Amen. And every tongue that rises against thee, amen, shall be brought down. Whoa! Amen. Did that say the person that was accused? No. God said, I'm going to take care of that. Amen. I can tell you something. If you and I will love God, amen, be a man or a woman after God's own heart, amen, the devil don't have a weapon that'll work. Amen. He don't have anything that he can use, amen, to take God's people down if we will love God. Ooh. Does that mean I won't ever have to suffer? Brother, listen, if you're reading that in what I'm saying, you're reading the wrong thing. Jesus, amen, the Son of God, suffered. Paul, what I consider to be the greatest of the apostles, suffered. Amen. Listen, he says that the Word of God declares it. Amen, that through much tribulation that we must enter into the kingdom. Amen, and yea, and all that we live godly in Christ Jesus might suffer. Oh, pardon me, I got the wrong word. Shall suffer persecution. I don't like it because so-and-so is talking about me behind my back. Amen. Well, glory to God. You just rejoice. Amen. I said, just rejoice. Amen. That's pretty good proof that you got what you need. Hello. Amen. Come on. That'll be all right. God will take care of all that business. Amen. When He gets ready. Amen. What am I going to say? Amen. God said vengeance belongs to Him. I won't just carry on. Let God have His way. Amen. God will take God to sort every bit of that business out. You pray for them that despitefully use you. You pray that they'll get right. Amen. That God won't have to sort it out. Amen. They will have to reap it. Well, everybody will reap what they sow. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. My. Woo! Glory. Amen. We say, well, people hate me. Amen. You better pray for them because they're in trouble. If you're serving God, that's what that book says. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo. Hallelujah. I will keep my word, saith the Lord. And I say unto thee, my word is forever settled in heaven. I change not, my word shall not change, saith the Lord. And behold, to them who will adhere thereto, who will love me, who will embrace me, who will abide in me, and my words abide in them, shall I not do as I have said unto them, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, when we get to messing up, it's when we get to try to be in our own defender. Amen. And we get sidetracked from just simply being the man or woman after God's own heart. If we get busy sidetracked trying to do the wrong thing or the wrong thing, then we can't do the right thing. Hello? Amen. You ever notice how the enemy likes to do that? He likes to get you where you're about doing the things that you really can't do to start with, when you could be doing what you could do. Amen. And be victorious at the same time. Oh, hallelujah. I know I'm fixing to have to hush. Amen. Listen. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name, or that's wherever, and whenever you see in my name in the Bible, and by the way, it doesn't mean in a literal name. It means in my authority. Amen. And I've claimed that a lot of times. Amen. Would to God, as a whole organization, would they learn what that means? There's a lot of mamas down there in Mexico calling out, Jesus! But it ain't Jesus. Hello? Come on. But I want to tell you when the person of that name, hello? My surname is Gilman. I probably couldn't borrow, but amen, probably less than $100,000 at the best. Come on. But I got kinfolk that got assets, could easily swing, a million or two without any problem. Got the same name I got, but it's a different person. You know what I mean? Let me make sure you understand. Hey, man, we do things in the authority of Jesus Christ. Come on. If we are a man or a woman after God's own heart, we are under His authority. Amen. Under that authority, amen. What did He say? Amen. He said, I give you power. Amen. We got a great commission. Amen. How unfaithful to God, would God be to give us commission and God give us ability to fulfill the commission? God's not unfaithful. Amen. God gives a commission, and God also, if we be obedient, God will give the ability and the power, amen, to fulfill the commission that God has given the church. Amen. Whether the world likes it or don't. Come on. God ain't took a poll to that world to figure out what He's going to do. You understand something? I preached it not long ago, and I said, look at what the Apostle Paul, they didn't have turned the world upside down. They didn't know what a radio, they didn't know what an airplane, they didn't know what a car was. Amen. Come on. A train. Amen. A slow-moving boat, yes. Amen. A horse, yes. But they turned the world upside down. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. And you tell me, amen, come on, we need all of this in order, amen, to get the job done. No, what we need is the same thing they had. Amen. A good dose of the Holy Ghost and a good will to do the will of God. Come on. And God will see to it that everything that is needed to get the job done will be taken care of. Amen. A lot of times people try to get the cart ahead of the horse and They get all. Most of the time, it's because of selfishness and that big letter I gets in the way. I and my and me and my, amen. All those things go to taking charge. The minute that I used to sing, talk about an old country song. There's a great message in that country song. Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows while it's on the vine. A handful of thorns. And you know you missed it. All them folks trying to, amen, to selfishly work in the kingdom of God, all they're going to wind up with is a handful of thorns. When I could have had that rose to smell. Amen. Come on. Why? Amen. Because my and me and selfishness overruled submission unto God. Amen. You see, David's a man after God's own heart. That means he's after what God's after. Long as I'm after what God's after, amen, selfishness is out the picture. If any man will be my disciple, what did Jesus say? He set the principles and the guidelines. Let him deny himself. Number one. Until one is willing to deny oneself, they can never take up that cross. It cannot be done. If that old man's alive, they won't be any cross. You hear me? They will not be any cross. But if that old man, we're willing to say goodbye to self, goodbye to self-will. Amen. This life that I now live, the Apostle Paul said to the church at Galatia, I live it by the life of the Son of God. Amen. Old thing, he said, I've given up everything. This life that I now live, it is not my own. Amen. I've given it to the Lord to live His life through my life. Woo! You talk about, amen, God doing something, and we're just reading a small portion of it here, and I'm fixing that to hush. Amen. Listen, my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. And he ain't talking about lifting up his head in pride. That horn shall his effectiveness be exalted. Amen. The effectiveness is not of man, it is of God. The Apostle Paul said, our ability, amen, it is not of our ability, but it is God's that giveth us the ability to do what we need to do. Amen. That horn, that influence, amen, come on. God hadn't put us here to not be. He has put us here to be what? Lights, to be an influence, to be salt, to be an influence. Woo! Come on, Brother Joe. If he's in the middle of it, that influence will blossom. Amen. Yes, well, Brother Joe, yes, it may bring persecution. Amen, but I want to tell you what, before it brings persecution, it will have its effect. Yeah, they persecuted Christ, but amen, was there not, amen, deliverances? Was there not healings? Was there not, amen, power declared and shown to be real? If God moves, the devils don't always try to countermove. You can expect that. Amen. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. I'm going to close here this morning, lest I be lengthy. Amen. If you want to read the rest of that chapter, amen, you got plenty of time. Amen. So Lord Terry, to read that. Amen. But God said, what is God saying? I'm going to expand that influence. Amen. Listen, if you'd be faithful over the little things, God said, I'll make you ruler over many. Amen. Hey, folks who want God to expand their influence, but they haven't been faithful over what God's given them to start with. Amen. If I won't be faithful over the little things, how, pray tell, can God expect me to be faithful over the big? You see, when I used to run a crew of men, I didn't start out giving somebody no great big task to do. I'd give them a little one. Simple, little task. If they flubbed that up and didn't care, or they were sloppy, you know what Brother Joe did? I didn't give them no more. I sent them back to work under somebody else. But if they were faithful over that one, and they'd done it good, and they had pride in their work, amen, I'd give them something a little bigger to do then. Come on. You see, that's the way God does. We increase in the kingdom by increasing. Hey, let's add to your faith virtue. Amen. Right on up the line. If we be faithful, then God just simply will give us more. Amen. The one he gave what? One talent. The one he gave two, another he gives five. Each according to their several ability. Brother Joe is quite sure that those men had proved themselves it was two and five talents. The one could have had more, but what did he do? He buried that thing. Amen. If I want to bury my talent, then I can't expect God to come hand me something else to do. Amen. Nor can I expect the power of God to be real in my life because I have not been an avenue for God to move. I have been a dead end. And I have been what God said concerning that tree that doesn't bring forth fruit. Amen. What does he do? He cuts those limbs off, throw them in the fire. Amen. But that the ones that bring forth fruit, what does he say? He purgeth them that they may bring forth more fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh. Behold, as it has been declared for years, says the Lord, my house is full, but my fields are empty. Behold, many who care to set at my table. Behold, but few care to labor in the fields. Behold, I say unto thee, to them that will honor me, to them that will love me, to them that will commit unto me, shall I not commit unto them, saith the Lord? Shall I not bear mine arm? Shall I not, behold, stretch it forth? Shall I not keep my word, saith the Lord? Behold, to them that will be a man or a woman after my own heart, shall I not overshadow them? Shall I not look over them, saith the Lord? And shall I not lead them and enable them to bring glory and honor to my name, saith the Lord. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, God desires to work in these last days. These multitudes are going to go the way of Cain. Amen. They're going to go down to destruction. Amen. But God's still going to have a remnant. He's going to have a people that are calling out, turn you, my reproof. While there's time, you seek me. You better turn from the ways of the world. Amen. Because it has a terrible end that never ends. Amen. I said it has a terrible end that never ends. Amen. Amen. It is said the world, the world's offered the same thing. Amen. Because the devil's the same kind of liar. He's told the same lie to every generation. Amen. Oh, you need to have fun. You need to do this and that and the other. Amen. I can tell you, ain't nobody having no fun in hell. Amen. There ain't one there that's having fun. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. They're all in horror. And they all, if you could bring them back, will say one thing. Would to God I'd listened. Amen. Would to God I'd paid attention. Amen. Listen, amen. There must be, amen, a prophet. There must be a church. There must be a Christian. There must be a witness that is bearing witness of that world. Amen. You listen, amen. You hearken to the voice of warning. Amen. My. I'm telling you, the church is here as a warning to that world. Amen. Destruction's coming. Amen. From the Almighty. Amen. It's going to be a great and terrible day of the Lord. Amen. But to the chain of God, amen, there is nothing to fear. Amen. The fear of, amen, sin is the strength, a sting of death. Amen. And the strength of that, amen, is sin. Amen. But I'm telling you, through Christ, amen, the sting of death is gone. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a joy forevermore at the right hand of the throne of majesty. Amen. There is hope. Amen. I want to be a man after His own heart. I want His will. Amen. I want His desire. Amen. To be my desire. I want to labor with joy. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Knowing that it's the will of God. Hallelujah. Oh, whatsoever thy hand finds to do. Amen. Solomon writes, do it with thy might. Amen. I can tell you they ain't got it. God, there is no such thing, amen, as a bad attitude warrior in the camp of God. Amen. We are a joyful warrior. Amen. Amen. I said it's a joyful warrior. My pleasure. Amen. Even in hardship, there's a peculiar joy that works in doing the will of God. I know He ain't going to leave me. I know He's not going to forsake me. I know He's going with me all the way. I know that He's going to fulfill His Word. I know that He's going to keep His promises. Amen. All I got to do, amen, is hold on to Jesus. All I got to do is be faithful. Amen. Lord, would You help me? Amen. I believe He'll help us. Amen. Lord, would You lead me? I believe He'll lead us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Help me to be humble, Lord. I believe He'll do that. Amen to God. He'll give us what we need in order to succeed in the kingdom of God, if I so desire. Amen. Therein lies the secret. Do I desire, amen, to be in His will, after His will and His purpose? If I do, there is not a devil, there is not anybody else in this whole world or in this whole universe that can stop the child of God. There's not any kind of creature, amen, that exists or is going to exist that can do it. Only one that can bring about the destruction of that is the old number one. Amen. Let me, amen, choose to be willing and obedient that I may eat the good of the land. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen.